Good evening, everyone. I thought I'd talk to you this evening about a mantra that I've actually been listening to and repeating for quite some time now, and I never actually knew the meaning behind it. I just liked the sound of it. Just listening to it made me feel relaxed, and repeating it made me feel like I was contributing to something bigger. Now, a bit of a side note, tonight is a full moon and it is beautiful outside. It is clear. I can see a star, or maybe it's a planet that's just off the surface of the moon, and it's really quite spectacular. If you follow astrology, it's talking about how important this particular eclipse is and the themes around letting go and moving into the next phase of your life, and evolution seem to be some of the biggest trends that are happening around this particular eclipse. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to go back to the meaning behind this mantra. And you might have heard it before. The mantra is Om Gam Ganapataye Nama. I'm going to repeat that again. This is Sanskrit. And you might have heard it in a yoga class, or just, you know, listening to kirtan. I've been dabbling in kirtan for quite a few years now. It's beautiful. And if you've never experienced kirtan meditation, I would highly recommend it as an opportunity to try, just to help ground you and relax the mind. Kirtan is simply a call and response meditation. So unlike a guided meditation where the speaker talks to you about relaxing your mind, and it might, you know, they might get you to imagine some things, kirtan is completely different. It usually involves a group of people sitting in a circle with a few basic instruments, and you have a lead singer who sings or repeats or chants a particular mantra, and those around him or her repeat this mantra, and it can be quite simple and yet quite empowering and quite beautiful, because you have this room full of this really high energy and this great, you know, raised vibration where people are just so uplifted by these words. So I'm going to try and say this again. It's Om Gan Ganapataye Nama. I'm going to say it one more time. Om Gan Ganapataye Nama. That's better. Om Gan Ganapataye Nama. Now, when I've been listening to this particular mantra, it's come in the form of a kirtan. So I'm not actually reading it and I'm not speaking it. So when I hear it, it's Om Gan Ganapataye Nama. Om Gan Ganapataye Nama. Om Gan Ganapataye Nama. Om Gan Ganapataye Nama. And if you sing it, it's definitely easier to repeat and easier to remember. But what does it actually mean? And I was reading a couple of blogs about it, and, you know, Google is this magical place where there's pretty much an answer to everything. And the story behind this comes from the Indian Hindu god Ganesha, and there is this very strong connection to the root chakra. Now, if you don't know about chakras, basically these are energy centers that start at the base of your spine and move upward to the top of your head, and they essentially follow the colors of the rainbow. And, you know, when I first started hearing about chakras, they sounded a bit woo-woo, but the reality of the situation is that rainbows are everywhere. It is just a refraction of light, and if we can see ourselves as light beings, it's not that far a step to be able to understand that the light within us can also be reflected in every color of the rainbow. And the root chakra the red root chakra, which represents earth and grounding and sexual vitality, you know, and all those really base human material instincts that are equally important. You know, they at the very top of the chakra, you know, we talk about that sort of connection to spirituality and God, but the root chakra is about grounding. Now, somebody like myself, that's actually who, you know, somebody like myself who experiences anxiety, grounding is actually really important, because often I get so caught up in my own head that I forget to ground myself and recognize that just stop, breathe, pay attention to what's around you, and don't get caught up in the crazy chatter that's going inside my mind. So, Om Gam Ganapataye Namah refers to Ganesha and his connection with the root chakra. And Ganesha is that elephant-headed god. And I have to admit, I'm not a study of the Hindu religion. But what I did find out with a bit of a brief look, Ganesha is seen as the remover of obstacles. And so this mantra refers to saluting Ganesha. So, or I bow down to Ganesha. I bow down to the remover of obstacles. I'm going to repeat that because I think it's quite beautiful. I bow down to the remover of obstacles. Om Gam Ganapataye Namah. Om Gam Ganapataye Namah. And to repeat that and to acknowledge that we don't have to do this by ourselves, that we have so many options, both visible and invisible, that can help us get those obstacles out of our own way. One of the posts that I read from a psychic, actually, who, off the top of my head, can't even remember his name. All I remember is that I've been following the Hay House UK page, and he is one of their authors, and his little daily post popped up, and he was the one who had this photo of Ganesha with a reminder to chant Om Gam Ganapataye Namah, and he was talking about abundance. And I think that for me, and of course for millions and or billions of other people, feelings around abundance and whether or not all the efforts we make to support ourselves and our families, you know, the vast majority of us are good people, and we are working our butts off to try and provide a good, stable home for our families, to provide them with the opportunities and the food and, you know, pay for pencil cases and, you know, school excursions and coffees in the morning and all the other stuff that comes with life. And I understand that life is, you know, I guess more materialistic than it once was. You know, we go out to eat a lot more, and there's a lot more options to shop, and you can buy things whenever you want just by picking up your phone, which, you know, even when I was a child, or not even when I was a child, as a young adult, these were just not options. It never occurred to me, even though there was internet shopping, it would never occur to me to just, you know, hop online and do my grocery shopping. And you know, in 2019, this is how I do my grocery shopping. I grab my phone, I'm sitting in my pajamas, and, you know, just before bed, I'm, you know, doing my fortnightly large grocery shop. But I'm getting off course and I'm getting off track here talking about all of this. What I wanted to talk about was this whole idea of removing those obstacles around abundance and getting out of our own way and asking for help. And so when we ask for help, the universe provides the help. The question is, do we recognize the help when it's given to us and do we accept it? And that's the thing. It is so easy to ask because we're always asking. But you have to be able to open yourself up and open yourself up and open yourself up and open yourself up and recognize and trust and be patient. Trust and patience is just as much of an art as being able to ask for things that have real benefit and meaning to your life. You know, it's one thing to say, yes, you know, I want more money. Well, sure, so does everybody else. Even, you know, the richest men and women of the world, most of them, they want more money. It's not about that at all. When we ask for the highest good of all, when we ask for the resources that allow us to take care of ourselves so we can take care of our loved ones and we can play our part. You know, money is just a tool, it's just another resource, and I speak about it as if I have a really strong relationship with money, but the truth of the matter is I am learning, like everybody else, to be at peace with money and trust that I am good with money, and I'm learning, and I, you know, even something as simple as, like this evening, for example, you know, we were in the middle of a shopping center, kids were tired, kids, you know, were hungry, end of the day, there was my husband and I had this real sense, let's go and eat out, but I'm like, no, you know, we need to, instead of spending this money or putting more of this stuff on credit cards and all that kind of thing, no, let's just go home and, you know, let's enjoy dinner. And you know, we got home and the baby didn't want to get changed, and then, you know, she was covered in poop and it ended up in the shower and she was screaming like this kid, my God, she was screaming like she was some crazy little alien, you know. And by the time we actually sat down and ate dinner, you know, it was 2 hours after we had initially looked at each other and gone, we're sitting there going, oh, should we go out and eat dinner? No. But we held off and we did what was right for us. And that comes from trusting that we can make the right decisions and being patient and recognizing that crazy happens, things are out of our control. You know, toddlers scream, go crazy, refuse to get changed. The world is a crazy place. And this is why you need to be grounded. When you are surrounded by cyclones of crazy, and crazy can come in the form of, you know, your almost 2-year-old or my almost 2-year-old sitting there, you know, pooping in the shower and then go and refusing to get changed. Or it can be in the form of people at work or stresses in the workplace, or, you know, health concerns, or, you know, issues around addiction, or feeling lonely, or not being able, fighting with your partner, fighting with your children, fighting with your mother, feeling lost, feeling alone, feeling abandoned, feeling unloved. Whatever the crazy that is surrounding us, if we ground ourselves and we ask for help to remove those obstacles, we can move. And sometimes it might be inch by inch, tiny, tiny, tiny little movements, you know, one step. We can move in the direction that is our highest version of our life. And that is what I want for myself and for my children and for every one of us on this planet. And the truth of the matter is, I have no idea if in my lifetime or any other lifetime, if we'll ever get to that level of enlightenment where human beings can be so focused on helping themselves and helping others and taking care of our planet, so this is a sustainable existence where the focus becomes on just enjoying and exploring and learning and creating, rather than destroying and finding fault in others and blaming other, you know, other people or other cultures or whatever. Oh my God, who knows? I have no idea if we'll ever evolve as a species to that point. But my hope is that we can start. I mean, we already are. We're starting the awakening, and part of that is asking for help. So if you do need help, please ask and please accept it. You know, it doesn't have to be asking the person you think that can help you, because, you know, I've had many experiences in my life where I just asked the wrong person, you know, and the wrong person is not going to be able to help you. And you think that they're like, oh, you know, well, they can help me. But no. Ask the universe. Trust that they will send you the right person or the right resource. And trust and open yourself to recognize that when that person or that resource comes through to you, you can open your arms up and say thank you. Because this is always available to us. Not always in the way we expect. You know, not everyone can win the lottery. But every single one of us has the potential to transcend our own fears and live a beautiful version of this life. So I'm going to say good night at this point. You know, enjoy this beautiful full moon out. And wherever you are, I hope you find peace. Good night.